Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Stefan from ProjectLifeMastery.com. Listen, I want to make a video blog today to talk about fear and how to overcome fear and how to make a certain change in your life. And I'm going to share with you some personal stories for myself and my life of how I was able to make a change. And hopefully this will help or inspire you in some way. So I was just interviewed for a blogcast, a podcast and a blog on personal development. And we're talking about fear and just how to deal with it. And the first thing to understand is that fear never goes away. Everybody has fear. I don't give a fuck who you are, how invincible you think you are. You have fear. The key is to use fear instead of having fear use you. And for me personally, when I was 17 years old, I made a certain change in my life. You know, at that time in my life, I was depressed, I was unhappy, I was very shy and socially awkward and introverted. I was isolated, I had low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and at the time, my addiction was video games. You know, I was addicted to being in front of the computer, watching TV, and that was my way of escaping. It was my way of getting away from all the problems and pain in my life. And everything changed for me in a moment. One moment, my whole life changed and shaped who I am today. And it was that moment that I hit emotional threshold. It was a moment that I was finally honest with myself about where my life is and where it's going to go if I don't change. I became more afraid of what would my life would be like by living the way I was living. And that's the key to using fear, is to ask yourself, what is it going to cost me in my life if I don't change? What are the consequences? What's my life going to be like 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now if I continue living my life this way? And for me, all of a sudden, it became more painful to sit in front of a computer or be depressed or whatever than it was to take action to change my life. And a lot of people don't change because they never get to that point of being honest with themselves. They never get to that point. They're stuck in their comfort zone or a certain way of living. And they don't get honest with themselves because it doesn't feel good to say that you suck. It doesn't feel good to say that my body isn't where I want it to be, or my relationships are not where I want it to be, or my finances, or whatever area of your life that you want to change, right? It's kind of you softeners and they say, oh, you know, it's not that bad, or I'm still young, or I got lots of time, or I can do it later, instead of really getting to the truth and being like, no, listen, what's it going to cost me? What's my life going to be like? What have I already missed out on? What has it already cost me in my life by living this way? And if you can get to the truth, you can change anything. It's a great saying, the truth will set you free. And that's exactly what it took for me. And that day was so painful for me because I was so honest with myself. I remember I broke down crying, but at the same time, it was the greatest gift of my life because it made me who I am today. I made a certain decision that day that I'll never again settle for less than I can be, do, give, or create. I knew I was so much more than what I was demonstrating in every aspect of my life. And one of the changes that I made was I got rid of my video games. I got rid of my computer, my TV, all those different things. And I made it my journey, my mission to improve myself. And I started reading books. I found role models and mentors. I started going to seminars. I remember I was so terrified and shy and introverted that I ended up meeting a group here in Vancouver of just some guys that were going out and they were improving their social skills, you know. And I remember going out with them and I'd see them approach people on the street and I was blown away by that. I never thought that was possible. And once I saw it before my eyes, I was like, wow, you know, I have to learn how to do that. And I was so terrified of it. I was so afraid of rejection and it was controlling my life. But when the moment I pushed myself to get outside of my comfort zone and do it, did something that scared me, you know, it didn't matter what the outcome was. It didn't matter whether or not the person rejected me or responded in a negative way. Self-esteem and the confidence that I got just by doing it changed my life. And I got addicted to that process of just finding things that scared the fuck out of me and doing it. And that's how I was able to change myself and to grow and develop more self-confidence and more self-esteem is by finding those things that scared me and doing it. And, you know, so the key to using fear is by asking yourself, what will it cost you if you do not do this? People that are achievers, people that are motivated, people like me that live a crazy ass fucking lifestyle that's so driven in everything, going to the gym and approaching people and starting a business and all these different kind of things. People that are achievers are more afraid of what their life will be like if they don't fall through. Okay, it's way more painful for them because the alternative of being broke, fat, alone is so painful for them. They're so afraid of it that they're so driven to and motivated to go after their dreams. And so that's the key. For me, listen, it does not take any discipline whatsoever to go to the gym. It takes no discipline whatsoever to approach someone. It takes no discipline whatsoever to work on my business or to read a book or to improve my life in some way. None whatsoever, because basically for me it's so painful of what my life will be like if I do not go to the gym, or if I don't approach that person or do not work on my business. I'm so afraid of that I feel pulled towards doing it, right? I'm not pushing myself, I feel pulled towards doing it. And so it takes no discipline or willpower. Discipline and willpower never lasts long term. It will never last. It's getting yourself from having to do something to wanting to do it. And I'll give you guys another kind of example, a personal story from my life of how I used this fear to make a change in my life. I used to be, I used to be a binge eater, whether you can believe it or not. I used to have a crazy addiction to food and junk food and sugar. And I would literally run to Tim Hortons here in my city, and I would order a box of donuts, a dozen cookies, come home, sit on my couch, eat all of it, okay, just freaking stuff myself with it. And then afterwards, I would go downstairs to the store, and I would get a tub of ice cream and chocolate bars, and I would dip the chocolate bars in the ice cream and eat it. And it was by far, honestly, one of the most painful, destructive points of my life. You know, seriously, I mean, the self-esteem, depression, everything, the guilt that you experience by going through that was not fun. And it becomes a repeat cycle that would happen every 2 or 3 days. And the way that I made that change is I made a shift of asking myself, before I was going to eat junk food or go on a binge, I would ask myself, what is it going to cost me in my life if I eat this food? What is it going to cost me? How is this going to affect my body, my health, my self-esteem, my confidence, my relationships, my finances, every area of my life? And I'd stack it 5, 10, 15, 20 years in the future of what my life would be like if I ate this junk food. And then all of a sudden, the pain of eating that food far outweighed the temporary instant gratification that you feel for 5 minutes of eating that junk food. And that's how I made that change, is that I would stack the pain of living my life that way. I became so afraid of it that I would never even consider it in a million years. And for me today, I mean, I haven't touched junk food or chocolate or any sugar or anything like that in months. And it takes no discipline whatsoever, because the pain of it is not, you know, definitely does not outweigh the pleasure of just eating that food. So that's what you got to do if you want to overcome fear. Fear doesn't go away. You have to use fear. Use fear to your advantage. For me, it's a lot more painful to have feelings of regret than the feelings of rejection. You know, so that's why for me, I'm not afraid of rejection at all. I'm more afraid of regret. And for me, I personally hate that feeling of seeing someone walk down the street that I wanted to meet and I didn't do it. And you're going home, you're kicking yourself, you don't feel good about yourself. You know, for me, that is one of the most painful things that I could ever go through. And whenever I had that happen to me before in the past, I decided never again will I go through that. Never again will I not seize an opportunity when it arises. Never again will I not go after what I want. And that's basically what's driven me to live my life the way it is now. And, you know, hopefully this can help you as well. So I want to thank you for watching this quick little video about this. I've been kind of rambling on and sharing some stories and everything, but gives you an idea of how you can use fear in a good way. Fear is a great emotion, right? You can use it to your advantage, and hopefully this helps you make a change in your life with whatever you want to change. So I want to thank you for watching this video. If there's any questions, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me or check out my blog, projectlikemastery.com. But thanks for watching, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.